You are listening to KPFA's special broadcast of the day two of the Senate confirmation hearings of Amy Coney Barrett. Yesterday and today, there were protests on the steps of the Supreme Court, as well as the entrances of the Senate office buildings. We are joined now by Jennifer Epps Addison, President and Co-Executive Director of the Center for Popular Democracy, who's organizing the protests. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us this morning. So yesterday there were counter protests as well as 21 arrests. What does it look like out there today?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I should say is I actually yesterday was in San Francisco at Senator Feinstein's office. In addition to our conversation we're having with Republicans, you know, one of the most critical things that we can do right now to help delay and stop this nomination is to talk to Democratic senators, including Senator Feinstein and Harris. We need our Democratic senators to use every tool in their toolbox to delay this nomination. And you know, it's not just me. 75% of Americans believe that the Senate should be discussing COVID relief right now, not a Supreme Court nomination. And here in California, where tens of thousands are at risk of eviction, where folks are struggling with their health care, where, you know, literally millions of people are now unemployed due to COVID, we know more than anyone else in the country that what the Senate needs to do is pass the HEROES Act and pass relief for our families, not help President Trump make a massive power grab. So folks are out making that their voices heard here in California, but as you said, also in D.C., where 21 people were arrested in acts of civil disobedience to try to delay and bring light to the sham of the hearing.
Jennifer, how realistic do you think that is? I mean, they have the votes to push it through.
So this is really interesting, and part of it, again, is due to COVID-19. But, you know, Democrats actually have a number of procedural tools that they can use, the most important being denying quorum whenever and wherever they can. We need Democrats not to operate like this is business as usual. We need them to operate as though everything we love is on the line and at stake, because it is. This nomination could mean an end to the Affordable Care Act, which will particularly impact Black Americans who have seen their rates of insurance coverage skyrocket since the passage of the ACA. It will impact civil rights. It will impact voting rights. Yesterday, we saw lines 2, 3, and 4 hours long on the first day of early voting in Georgia. That is because of a Supreme Court decision that gutted the Voting Rights Act. Now, we know that we want to go back to court and reestablish everybody's right to participate in their democracy. But that can't happen if we allow President Trump, who has refused to acknowledge that he will accept a peaceful transition of power, to install someone on the Supreme Court when 6 million people have already started voting in order to help tip the scales in this election. We have to stop it. And so whatever Democrats need to do, you know, whether it's Speaker Pelosi sending privileged resolutions back to the Senate and forcing them to take a few hours every single day to discuss those ahead of this nomination, whether it's denying quorum or whether it's getting out in the streets in protest and joining their constituents, we need them to use every tool at their disposal because our very democracy is at stake here.
Any words from Feinstein's office?
We haven't heard from her office yet, but we know that her office did have a meeting with about 150 constituents in California yesterday where this message was delivered. And so we're hoping that she will really stand with the people. You know, she's got a lot of power on the Judiciary Committee, and she can set the tone. We were disappointed in her opening statements yesterday during the hearings. We believe that they lended credibility to hearings that are uncredible. And again, you know, if my tone sounds like I'm outraged, it's because I am, but not because of Republicans. My grandmother told me a long time ago, when someone shows you who they are, you got to believe them. So I know who Republicans are. But I'm outraged because I don't see enough fight in our Democratic senators. Regular people who are struggling with health care, mothers with children, people with HIV and AIDS, those are the folks who got arrested yesterday trying to defend the Supreme Court. If they can put everything on the line, including their bodies, to try to stop this nomination, then certainly every Democratic senator should be able to find the will to fight this nomination tooth and nail.
Jennifer Epps Addison, this is Mitch Jezerich, also co-hosting our coverage of the Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing for Amy Coney Barrett. I wanted to continue going down the line that you started to take us down. we are now a day and a half into this confirmation hearing, and it's very much opposite of what we saw in 2018 with Brett Kavanaugh. There hasn't been a single effort to stall the proceeding so far. Are you surprised by that?
I am surprised by it, especially because, 75% of Americans say that what the Senate should be discussing right now is COVID relief, not this nomination. And so the Democrats not only have their own party on their side, but they really have a cross-section of independents and Republicans as well. So this week, folks are going to be gathering in D.C. There are people protesting at the Supreme Court every single day this week. And on Thursday, we fully expect to have thousands of people in the streets in D.C. And certainly we would hope, anybody who wants to come should reach out to popularddemocracy.org or just popdemoc on the social medias. And we can help you get to D.C. We can help you make your voice heard. We can help connect you to your senator. But, I think the biggest thing here is, Right now, as we speak, the Proud Boys are going around the confirmation hearing speaking to their senators. The Proud Boys, right? The folks that Trump refused to denounce, the folks that Trump said, stand by. Well, this is what they're doing. They're standing by and trying to influence and push forward this nomination. We cannot let the Proud Boys be more active in this conversation than regular Americans who are struggling. So I think the most important thing we can do is not get caught up on somebody else's definition of what's possible, but instead let's use everything we have inside of us, and based on our aspirations and hope, let's make our voices heard and tell the Senate, especially Senate Democrats, every tool, no confirmation until inauguration. We just need to keep repeating it. No confirmation until after inauguration.
Have you heard anything from Senate Democrats about plans here moving forward in the future to try to stall this nomination, in anything at all?
Yeah, last night or early this morning, Senator Warren posted a video on her social media feeds that really laid out her opposition to this nomination. It both called on the timing of the nomination, the fact that more than 6 million people have already cast their votes, but it also talked about the character of this nomination and why it must not proceed. I think we will need to look to Senator Warren, and really demand that folks follow her leadership. We also are feeling pretty encouraged by Senator Schumer. After a series of actions on his home in New York, planned by groups like New York Communities for Change and Make the Road New York, he has met with his constituents. He seems really committed, to helping us delay this nomination, and to getting our message to him was really get Senate Democrats in line with the message, no confirmation until inauguration. This is not normal times. We are talking about a racist, authoritarian president who has refused to acknowledge that he will peacefully transition his power. These are not normal times, and it really is up to Senator Schumer to get the entire Senate Democratic caucus in line. But
yeah, Schumer had indicated that they would do everything they can to stall this nomination. Again, we haven't seen any indication of that. Do you think there is something planned down the road? I mean, could this be something that they're going to wait until after the hearing to try to stall? There are a number of places in the Senate. It's a very deliberative body, hence its name, most deliberative body in the world, which is probably an overstatement, but still some truth to it. Do you think that there is going to, do you think that there's a plan down the line? I mean, it's strange because we've been hearing this. We're going to try to stall this until at least after the election, but we haven't seen a single parliamentary maneuver yet to try to do that.
Yeah, I do think that those are coming. And in particular, I encourage people to pay very close attention to Thursday. And if you are planning on making outreach phone calls or posting on your social media, tagging your senators, Thursday is a really key day. The Senate will have to be in person to move proceedings forward on Thursday.
Why is Thursday such an important day?
So, the full Senate will have to be, in proceedings on Thursday in person. And so they will need to have quorum in order to move their proceedings forward from the committee. And so, this is the day where we're really, demanding that folks deny quorum. Again, no business as usual. This is not a usual case. It is not actually the same thing as the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. which was, you know, smack in the middle of the term. We were not in the middle of an election. And at that point, we were not, you know, this was not a nomination of an impeached president. You know, impeached presidents should not get to stack and install Supreme Court justices after people have already started voting on whether or not they want to replace them. And so, you know, I think that will be really key. But you're right, that the basic point here is that while Republicans understand what is at stake and are very clear that it is do or die to install Barrett onto the Supreme Court if they want to maintain and hold on to their power, Democrats still are operating as though these are normal times and it's business as usual. I think that doesn't change unless people actually make the phone calls. They really do have to call that Capitol line office. They really do have to send that email. You really do need to tag, not just post on social media, but you need to directly tag your representatives. If our representatives don't hear from us and all they hear is this polling, that's really easy for them to separate. What's really hard for them to separate is when somebody says, I'm probably going to lose my house and I can't believe you'd participate in this instead of demanding that the HEROES Act come to the floor, right? I have a pre-existing condition, and if the ACA gets repealed, that means that I no longer can get health care. I can't believe you would have this conversation and treat this as a legitimate hearing when my life is literally at stake. Those are the kinds of conversations we've been trying to drive through our members and our, you know, our coalition network. But really, that's what has to happen. We need tens of thousands of people jamming up those lines and making those types of phone calls, telling their personal stories.
Jennifer Epps Addison, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Jennifer Epps Addison is the president and co-executive director of the Center for Popular Democracy.